Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Megumi Sato. I'm waiting for a delivery of windows that I purchased from your company. They were supposed to be here at 9 o'clock. I'm at the house that's under construction on Tulane Road.
Yes, Ms. Sato. I'm sorry, but the truck that's delivering the windows got stuck in the mud at a different work site. It doesn't look like we'll make it out to your house today. We can be there first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's too bad. I won't be here tomorrow morning because I'm going to look at flooring samples for the kitchen. My contractor will be here to sign for the delivery. Is that okay?
Number 32. What did the woman purchase? Number 33. Why does the man apologize? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do tomorrow morning? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Unmi, the new employees will be here in just a few minutes. Is everything set up for their training?
Mostly. All of the manuals and training binders are ready to go, and I have the presentation slides on my computer. But there's one problem. I just tried to turn on the projector, but it isn't working.
Oh no, that's frustrating. Well, we don't have time to call tech support. I'll just go downstairs to the photocopier and make copies of the slides for everyone. I'll be right back.
Number 35. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 36. What problem does the woman mention? Number 37. What does the man say he will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson. We at Pellman Advertising are excited to work on the ad campaign for your new wind-resistant umbrella.
I'm looking forward to getting started. Our umbrella is made of high-quality materials, and we want the commercial to highlight the quality of the umbrella to our customers.
Well, you've come to the right place. Let me introduce you to our scriptwriter, Helen.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I have several ideas already, but before we get to that, I suggest we develop a timeline. It'll keep us on schedule throughout the whole process.
Number 38. Where do the women work? Number 39. What does the man say about a product? Number 40. What does Helen recommend doing? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. Welcome to Baldwin Fitness Club. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a question. I'm not a member here, but I'm interested in taking some dance classes, like jazz or hip-hop. Can I take dance classes without joining the club?
Sure. Anyone can take our classes. But if you plan to go to them regularly, it's actually cheaper to get a membership instead of paying for each class.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. And I'm currently a university student. Do I qualify for a student discount?
Yes, of course. Our student discount membership is only $30 a month.
Number 41. What kind of class is the woman interested in? Number 42. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 43. What special offer does the woman qualify for? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I have a dental appointment with Dr. Tang at 10 o'clock.
Let's see. Sumira Kapoor, welcome. As a new patient, you just need to fill out this form.
Actually, I filled that out last week. I'm here today for a follow-up appointment. Do I need to fill out another one?
Oh, I see it in your file now. Sorry about that. You can go ahead and wait in room 2. The dentist will be with you shortly.
Great. I'm glad I could schedule an early appointment. I have to meet an important client for lunch later this afternoon.
Number 44. Where does the man work? Number 45. What does the woman say about a form? Number 46. What will the woman do this afternoon? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, I'm Rebecca from Howard Property Management. I'm glad both of you could make it today. Let me show you around the office space available for lease here.
Wow, this office is really nice. What do you think, Brian?
Well, it is nice, but most of our time is spent in meetings. I think we'd need more meeting rooms than this space has.
You're right, but we could renovate and add a few rooms.
And this office has a great benefit. It comes with a large parking area right outside.
Most of our employees do drive to work, so that would be good.
Number 47. Who most likely is the woman? Number 48. What are the men concerned about? Number 49. What benefit does the woman mention? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Jimin, look at these sales figures. They're especially good for the new line of dresses we released last month.
That's great news. But we're beginning to have trouble keeping up with all the orders coming in for summer clothing.
I know. How about hiring a couple of extra workers for the last stage of our sewing assembly line? It's the finishing touches that take the most time and delay production.
Actually, I've received some emails recently from people asking about job openings. Let me go back through my messages and see whether there are any promising candidates.
Number 50. What type of business do the speakers work for? Number 51. What does the man suggest doing? Number 52. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. This is Human Resources. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Shinji Ito. I'm a delivery truck driver in the shipping department. I have some questions about our company's retirement program.
Actually, today at noon, we're having an informational session in the cafeteria. That'd be a good opportunity to learn about all our programs.
I'm supposed to start my shift at noon.
Oh, okay. Well, have you been to the benefits section of the company's website?
Many times, but the page on retirement plans is confusing, so I'd like to talk to someone about it.
Number 53. Why is the man calling? Number 54. What does the man imply when he says,
I'm supposed to start my shift at noon?
Number 55. What does the man say about a company's website? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi Abigail, it's Jang Ho from Mo's Art Magazine. I'm calling to let you know that we liked the article you submitted about the new sculpture exhibit at the City Museum. We'd like to purchase it for next month's issue.
That's great. Thanks for letting me know.
If you submit your invoice today, you can be paid in the next payment cycle. Just email it to me as soon as you can.
Okay, great. I'll do that. By the way, I'm already working on another article about urban street art for the next issue. It's really interesting to see the street art in different cities.
I look forward to reading it.
Number 56. Who most likely is the woman? Number 57. What does the man encourage the woman to do? Number 58. What topic does the woman say she is interested in? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Alonzo. I'm finalizing the schedule for tomorrow's company picnic. The interdepartmental softball game is supposed to start at 9 a.m., but it's raining right now.
Oh, then the ground will probably be too wet to play softball in the morning.
Well, we could start the game later in the afternoon, except the president is supposed to make a speech right after the game.
Right, and I know he has a busy schedule, but let me call his assistant. And what about the catering order? We should probably still have them bring lunch at noon, right?
Yes, I'll contact the caterer to confirm the delivery time for the food.
Number 59. What event is being discussed? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says,
Let me call his assistant.
Number 61. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hello, Mr. Oshiro. I'm the organizer of the Home and Garden Show. You called about your plant exhibit?
Yes, I'd prefer a different booth assignment. I can't be near the door because I'm exhibiting tropical plants. They shouldn't be exposed to the cold.
Let me see. Yes, we can accommodate that request. You were originally assigned to booth 5. We have one available booth at the other end of the exhibit area. It's in the corner by the food court.
Okay, that would be fine.
Good. I'll make a note of that. And I'll be sending out the ID badges to exhibitors this week. You'll need identification to get in and out of the building.
Number 62. What business does the man most likely work in? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which booth will the man be assigned to? Number 64. What does the woman say she will send to the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and pie chart.
Come on in, Susan. I wanted to thank you for submitting your proposal. You're right, we really do need to expand the variety of children's shoes that we sell in the store. It'll help us attract more customers.
That's right, and children's athletic shoes in particular are in high demand. We recently received some samples from a brand that's only a year old, but they've already claimed 22% of the market share.
I'd like to take a look at those samples if you have them handy.
They're in my office. I'll be right back.
Number 65. What product are the speakers discussing? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which brand does the woman mention? Number 67. What will the woman go get from her office? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and interview schedule.
Hi, Xiaomei. Have you seen the final version of the interview schedule for the accountant position?
No, I haven't.
Well, we'll be interviewing 4 people, all with previous accounting experience, and 2 of those candidates will be interviewed by video conference.
In that case, is the equipment we'll need for that set up in room 102?
Yes, I even tested the webcam to make sure it's working. The person we're interviewing at 11 o'clock lives overseas in Hong Kong, so hopefully we'll have a good internet connection for that one.
Oh, I'm sure it will be fine.
Number 68. What position is the company interviewing for? Number 69. What does the woman ask about? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which candidate is overseas?